In this week's episode of Swiss Up, we are going to talk about a map of Switzerland, not just any map, but the iconic Dufour map. So Dario Branda joins us for Swiss Up, of course. And Dario, you love a good map, don't you?
I do enjoy a good map indeed. So I thought it would be interesting to talk about this very important map for Switzerland. So
All right.
There's no link to anything in the news. I thought also maybe some would appreciate to talk about something other than what is currently in the news. And so here we go.
So here we go.
Dufour map.
I mean, some people love a good fine wine. Dario loves a good fine map. What is it that makes this particular map so special?
Well, for Switzerland, it is special because when the Dufour map was completed in 1864, it was actually the first accurate topographic map that covered the entire territory of the country.
Okay, so no good maps in the country before that.
Well, there were efforts already in the early 19th century to accurately measure the entire country, but it wasn't until Guillaume-Henri Dufour from Geneva, by the way, was appointed chief of general staff of the Swiss Confederation in 1932 that map production really began to make progress. Mind you, also before that, and in the early, certainly before the early 19th century, there wasn't really a country, but so many little, small, tiny cantons that functioned much like independent tiny microstates, and they did their own little map making in their little corners. So this was the first time that a real map covering the entire country was done. Dufour, by the way, was also a topographer and engineer himself, and his official duties actually included the creation of the 1 to 100,000 scale military map of the country. That, of course, is also the reason why it's called the Dufour map.
Okay, how does one go about creating this? Or how did he go about creating this, his own map?
Well, he, of course, didn't all draw it up himself. He worked together with numerous scientists and copperplate engravers at the time. Teams of topographers scouted all corners of the country to gather the data and to examine the collected information, put it all together into one map. Dufour founded the Federal Topographical Bureau here in Geneva in 1838.
So is that where the map was also fabricated then? It was fabricated in Geneva?
Yes, and to cover the entire area of the country, the map was actually divided up into a grid of 5x5 sheets, because of course it would be way too large to print on a single sheet, and those were then engraved into 25 copper plates and printed. Such was the process of map making, in the 19th century.
I can imagine that this whole thing took a rather long time.
Yes, indeed, especially the gathering of all the topographic information and eventual corrections took an eternity in today's standards. The map was actually published, and listen to this, in sequence over a period of 20 years between 1845 and 1865. That's when it was published. And remember, the Bureau, the Federal Topographical Bureau that was charged with making the map was already created in 1838. So almost a good 30 years for them to create that map.
Did they just sort of go off with tape measures? I mean, is that how it's... topographical data that they collected, that must have taken a while.
It must have taken a while, certainly. It's a little too complicated to go into that, and I don't understand the whole thing, but it has to do with triangulation and reference points and all sorts of mathematical artisanry, I would say, that goes on in the back. That would probably fill another episode, but you should probably invite a map maker to explain
for that.
That.
In the end, I guess all of the hard work did actually pay off.
Yes, the Dufour map turned out to be very accurate for its time and got a great deal of praise. In 1863, the Swiss government even decided to rename the country's highest peak the Dufourspitze, or the Dufour Peak, of course, in honor of the Geneva General. And to this day, the highest peak of Switzerland is the Dufour Peak, not the Matterhorn, as many think. The map also won several international awards, and it is fair to say that it established the good reputation enjoyed by Swiss cartography to this day.
So the importance of that map, though, it goes beyond just its accuracy.
Yes, the map is also iconic because of its importance for the political and cultural history of Switzerland. In fact, when it was completed, it was not just the first geometrically accurate, but also the first aesthetic depiction of the recently formed Confederation. Why aesthetic? Because they put in a lot of shading in the image to represent, yes, topographical differences in the Alpine regions, for example. And so it's a very beautiful map also to look at. It's not colored. It's more of a, it has more of a silver grayish tone. But yeah, it's a beautiful map. And so it became an image of national unity that banished cantonal differences in the background after the creation of this newly founded state in 1848, where for the first time Switzerland was no longer just a federation of small microstates, but an actual united nation, you could say, in a way. Also, maybe interesting to mention, the map, for example, doesn't show any cantonal borders, right? It's a topographical map. It's about, yeah, rivers and mountains and lakes, and not about any borders of cantons or cities or municipalities. So that's why it's also giving this very unified vision of Switzerland. By the way, for the geography and map fans out there listening, you can actually go visit a beautiful reproduction of the Dufour map on a wall, put up on a wall, and a very big wall as such, in the National Museum in Zurich, which is right next to the train station. So next time you go to Zurich or pass through Zurich and you just have an hour or so, go appreciate that map if you're into maps.
Very good tip. We will put a link up to that on our website along with this podcast at worldradio.ch/SwissUp. Thanks, Dario. Catch you same time next week.
See you then.